Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
No Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb. Wall dick, where you at?
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and every year during Thanksgiving week, do you look like a turkey? Baby, pass the gravy. Do you look like a turkey? You can win a dinner with me during Thanksgiving week, thanks to WBCN and Strawberries. All you got to do is bring a can of food to any Strawberries Records and Tapes location. Then we'll donate it all to the Boston Food Bank. WBCN will choose five winners, each with a guest, to pass the gravy, baby, and to get down and jam with the candied yams. Ow! At Michael's Waterfront Restaurant on Atlantic Avenue, the place with after-dinner shuttle service to the theater district. My, 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 my. So come on, feed the needy, and win a dinner with me, Steven Tyler. Just drop off a can of food at Strawberries today, and thank you. From all of us in Aerosmith and everybody at The Rock, WBCN.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the sports hub. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Teacher and Rich, Toucher. Ooh. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you know where to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the sports hub.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Just that, by the way, we're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985, we're in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Just a moment, and Rich and I just looked at each other, just the moment that Steven Tower recognizes my last name is Toucher.
And he goes, ooh, ooh. He actually audibly goes, ooh.
And now we got something to play with.
Get ready for an innuendo that's going to blow your mind.
Get ready for an innuendo that's going to blow your mind.
You know where to touch or enrich. That doesn't make sense.
Well, he had to think on his feet. He only had a second to get it out. But just the recognition in his voice, he goes, ooh.
Ooh, oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my goodness, someone just said, lobbed one at me.
Listen to when he finds, oh, it's Toucher.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the sports hub. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Teacher and Rich. Toucher. Ooh. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you know where to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the sports hub.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now I got something to work with.
Going down.
Good morning, Mr. Tyler. Going down.
Well, I'm seeing everybody stationed at the airport right now.
And the airport has never been busy as long as I've lived here, leaving on this, and I'm not being sarcastic. It's been empty every time that we've gone to travel.
On the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe they're just ready for it.
Yeah, well, great.
Most people apparently left last weekend. We had this argument about whether or not I should go get my mother-in-law at the airport. Went to get my mother-in-law at the airport last Wednesday. No parking anywhere at Logan Airport. You could park for an hour, and you couldn't even get a spot. They, like, funneled you to a place where you parked behind cars.
I told you. And then she had to – that just – take a cab.
But why do you park? You just pull up, and you meet him at the curb.
Her flight got delayed, only I didn't know it was going to get delayed until I got there.
That's why you don't pick people up from the airport.
See, it turned into a whole thing.
If you just pull up at the curbside, it's super easy. Just go, hey, it's me.
It would have been easy had her flight not been delayed.
All right, so 3 o'clock, that's the witching hour, right? It's the witching hour. That's where apparently it's gridlock on the streets today. 3 o'clock is when it's at its worst. And, you know, obviously, give or take an hour or two before, that's going to really start to ramp up. So, what, before noon, if you're traveling anywhere, that's your safe area?
I've never had any trouble getting out of here. Now, getting home, because I don't want to be in Philadelphia anymore, obviously is very difficult. Because the fates turn on me. And they say, oh, you want to leave? F you. And that's always like a five-hour delay with the kids, which is fun.
But it has to do with the other airport. Doesn't have anything to do with this airport. It has to do with the airport you're flying into.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think American Airlines is where the legal seafoods is, right?
Well, I know that there's one by Delta. And
okay, then it's not.
Yeah.
So wherever you leave for American Airlines, everything's empty. It really is. It's like the least busy day that we go to the airport. Now, today probably will, again.
Now, having put the whammy on it.
Actually, legal.
Yeah, but what do I care?
Yeah, legal's the JetBlue terminal. That's C.
A. That's A or C?
That's C.
That's right.
C.
That's C.
Yeah, no, Delta. A is Delta. And Delta. Yeah, Delta's the one with the Wendy's.
B is American. Yes.
Delta's got the Wendy's. Yeah,
well. Most people classify it by the and the airlines, you classify it by the food.
And there's a smaller legal there, too. So there's legal day as well. I forgot to take a ride.
Our flight's already delayed.
Oh, how about that?
Hey.
No flights have left yet. How is that possible?
Delayed by 2 hours and 32 minutes.
I just know it's really? Gonna... Already?
That can't be right.
No way. You have to have at least a delay of a flight leaving Philadelphia to get here first.
That was yesterday.
Okay.
B4.
Okay.
B.
Yep.
That's the terminal.
Okay.
That's where it all goes down.
Sure. By the way, tonight is also the homecoming high school friend bar night. Every Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Right.
Whenever you go home, it's always at the local bar. It's everybody you went to high school with is sitting there and drinking. Which I know a lot of people like don't like. I always liked that night. I always thought that was kind of fun because you kind of got to see, you know, how everyone was doing in life and you get to hang out with some of your old friends. But I know some people absolutely dread going out and seeing their old friends on that evening.
Well, I think that ends in your 30s or you got some trouble going on.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have families and stuff, you usually are just, you know, home with the families. But, you know, you like to sneak out every once in a while.
No, I think that you can, obviously, if you're there, you go out. But, I mean, you know, people move away and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not friends enough with the high school guys that I would, I don't know. It would just be boring.
It's called Every Night in Everett, where you write to your old high school friends at the bar.
But you know, it's a special night. So Nick is not attending to his father enough tonight.
So what is the deal with you? Nick, hop on the mic real quick. So this is Mr. Mark Jamelli, who we, of course, all know and love.
All the meatballs were gone.
That's
all
right.
All the meatballs were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Jamelli.
Good old Mark Jamelli.
And I'll make meatballs.
So, Nick.
Mark Jamelli.
Mark Jamelli.
What's your dad up to for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's going to be low key because my sisters aren't coming back in town. So
why not? Where do they live?
New York.
Why aren't they coming back in town?
Why aren't they? Because they.
Yes, that's the question. That's a good tactic to
honestly,
repeat the question. So you can get your mind around such an incredible answer. Go ahead.
Well, because Lauren, my oldest sister, she travels a lot and she does. And I think she's not in town. Olivia's, I think, going to her, fiance's.
Place. You are so eloquent. So what are they? You think your sisters are hot or something?
What?
Are they good looking?
What? She says we thought his sisters were hot.
Yeah. Are they good looking? Oh, shut up. Are they good looking or not? Are they fat?
A lot of meatballs.
Are they heavy?
They're not heavy, no.
Okay. Are they got big boobies?
You're a jerk.
Why?
I'm not going to be talking about my sisters like this.
What? Describing them physically? Are they good looking? That's a no.
See, you don't understand this because you're an only child.
I have a daughter and a son.
Okay.
Yeah, I
but you don't have siblings. You don't have, like, a brother or a sister.
No, but I could still look at them and see if they have big boobies.
That's a little different. That's a little different.
What's your dad doing? That's what I want to know about.
His cousins are coming down for Thanksgiving, and it's just going to be a low-key, you know.
Are they staying on the recliners?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is he making Italian?
No. He makes a traditional Thanksgiving.
He does. Okay.
Nick's not going to be there for dinner. He's selling his dad out and going to his girl's house.
You're not going to be with your dad on Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going to.
But
just a couple minutes. No, not for a couple minutes. It's going to be, you know.
But you're not eating there.
What's that? No, I'm having dinner at his place, and then I'm going to my girlfriend's place for dessert.
Okay. What's the deal with your sister's jugs? So one travels a lot. What'd she do? Escort?
No. She's in theater.
She's an actress?
Yeah.
Like from This Is Us, that girl?
No.
Okay.
I've never seen This Is Us, so.
Just
Mandy Moore?
No, the other one is super fat. All right, so she's an actress. She travels a lot. Is she on a cruise ship?
No, she's not on a cruise ship. She does like Broadway shows and stuff.
Oh, on Broadway?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What has she been in?
Chicago.
On Broadway?
No. Off Broadway.
Like in Peoria, Illinois?
Chicago and other places. I know she was in Chicago last.
I thought you said Chicago was the...
She's in the touring company.
Yeah, touring company.
Okay, for Broadway plays.
Yes.
But it's the actual Broadway play touring company, right?
Yes.
Like, if she was... She'd be in the Hamilton that was here and not the one on Broadway, right? Every Broadway show has, like, the show that's actually on Broadway permanently and then the one that tours.
Right.
She's on the touring cast.
Right. Okay.
Well, no, when the Book of Mormon I saw was the cast that was on Broadway.
Well, I mean, there's always one on Broadway, but then there's one that tours. There's two at all times. It doesn't leave New York and then go on tour. There's still always one in New York.
There is. Oh, Hello was on Broadway and it came here with...
That's different because those are two specific actors. It's like their stand-up show. But like the Book of Mormon has never left Broadway. It's always been there. So when it's come here, it's the touring company.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, I mean,
they had two famous people in the lead roles.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if it's... Oh, Hello are those two comedians special.
But the Book of Mormon had two people that have extensive movies.
Yeah, like Josh Gad. He was the main guy. But and you may have gotten him, but the main one is still in New York.
Okay, but Gad would be the guy in
New York. You saw Josh Gad?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. I never got to see him do it.
Yeah, I saw him.
Who is the voice of Olaf, by the way, from Frozen? Just to throw that fun fact out there.
So so what's the deal with these girls? What are they doing for Thanksgiving?
I think my little sister is going to her fiance's family.
What's he do?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I've only met her once.
You only met the girl once?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's engaged to a woman?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
So the older one, what she got there?
What do you mean?
Legs for days? Or what are we talking about? She's a Broadway actress.
I'm not talking
about... Does she dance?
Yes, she dances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she ever... What does Mark Gemelli think of that?
He's very proud of her.
Has he ever seen her perform?
Of course.
Has he gone to Chicago to see her perform?
Yes.
Really?
Does he bring meatballs? New York or, you know, wherever.
So she's been on Broadway?
Yes.
Well, you just said she wasn't.
Well, she tours with her company, but she's done stuff on the Broadway.
Rich is explaining it a lot better than me.
Yeah, because I don't know why you can't explain it. It's fascinating.
Where is she working now? Like, what play is she doing?
I'm an awful brother. I don't know. Okay.
just anyone.
She do.
She's one of the puppets in Avenue Q.
Yeah.
Depends on what scene we're talking about now. I've seen that one.
She in like, if there was a play called Holy Jugs, would she be able to be cast in it?
No.
Nuns with big ones?
No. Mm.
So she has small breasts.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Do you got a picture?
Let's see what's doing. I mean, I can pull up her profile on, you know,
yeah,
Facebook
see what's,
or something.
Let's see what's doing. Let's see what's doing with this lady, Mamacita.
Are we really waiting for Nick to pull up a picture of his sister so we can grade it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
What do you mean, are we really? You got something better to do?
Stupid. What's wrong with you? That's what we're doing.
There's hot sports that happen, guys.
I don't understand what your problem is.
I don't understand
this. This is perfectly normal.
Shut up, Hog. I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, are we really? This is extremely weird.
Yeah.
Are we really looking at a picture of... What would you prefer doing?
Not that. Point. Nick is extremely uncomfortable, and for good reason. I
want to see what's doing. I don't understand what we have else to do that's better than this. I mean, what do you want to talk about? I don't think it's weird. I want to see what's doing. I want to see why the Jamelli genes have been spread around. You were conceived on a recliner.
That could have happened because Nick said that ever since he was born, his father's never slept in a bed. So, yeah, I mean,
right.
And if you have a younger sister, then that would actually kind of make sense.
It was either a couch or a recliner.
Okay. Because he has trouble on the bed.
Right.
Back problems.
Back problems.
Take your time.
Montevelli!
All right, Fred, you want to come over here?
No. Come. Turn.
I already logged on.
All right.
I sleep on a recliner.
Turn your monitor to me. Let's see what. Are you looking for a good picture?
You can scroll through.
I don't want to. I'm not friends with her. Jamelli, what are you doing?
What are you?
He's like making sure it's like a good one.
Mock Jamelli!
There you go.
So uncomfortable. All right.
I can't see. Well, but, okay, I'm going to get up and look.
Right. There we go.
Let's see what's doing.
Fred walking across the room to look at photographs of Nick Jamelli's sister.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
She's got the Joey Lawrence thing happening. She's got a flannel around her waist.
You okay, Nick?
She's friends with a lot of rich dudes.
No.
Is that her boyfriend?
No.
Oh, look at that. Tawdry. Yep. What are the? Are these all stage things?
Yes.
Okay.
You can tell by the costumes.
All right. There you go. So she's got a big hat on here. She's very scantily clad in a lot of these. Does that make you uncomfortable, Nick?
No, Fred.
Very little clothes. Mock Jamelli, little clothes. Look at this thing. Woof. You like that, Nick? They're all in lingerie.
That's Chicago, isn't it? That's how they dress in the play Chicago.
Yeah, it's lingerie. She's in lingerie. Is that your dad? I don't want to see.
No, that's not my dad.
I don't want to see what your dad looks like. I got to keep that. I got to keep
whatever
that close.
You think my dad looks like. It's probably exactly what it is.
Okay.
In real life.
All right. Yeah. So your sister very scantily clad in a lot of those photos.
Yes. Yep. She is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Nice flavor.
All right. Well, Nick, congratulations. So is she engaged?
No.
She's married to the theater.
Right.
Is she older than you?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She is 34.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. Well, I've seen her about very little clothing. Not bad, Nicholas.
I'll let her know.
Oh, yeah, please. Let her know. She's 34 years old. Nothing wrong with that. Nick, you like looking at that?
Trying to figure out how to log off.
No, you don't have to do
can't
that.
Can't do that fast enough,
let
right?
Let Zolak take a gander at that.
Oh, yeah, that's just what you want.
Yeah, that's the type of post you're going to have
getaway
on your
Facebook. Day. Put that in front of Zolak.
Yeah, put that in front of Zolak.
All right.
Rich is very uncomfortable.
Not uncomfortable. It's just, it's like, I mean, we've done it. We can move on now.
Yep.
It makes you uncomfortable.
No, I just don't like making Nick feel that uncomfortable.
Why?
Because Nick is a good guy. He busts his ass. His family is important to us.
So we can't look at what his sister looks like?
I don't want to piss off Nick's dad. Nick's dad is like my favorite person on the planet. And he's like huge for the show.
Why would that piss off Nick's dad?
Oh, you know, you're speaking creepy about his daughter.
She's an adult. She's 34.
Understood.
Creepy. I just wanted to see what she looked like.
I mean, let's see what's doing. Does she have big boobs? That's not what you're seeing what she looks like. I mean, that is...
That's exactly what I'm saying is what she looks like. Are you a prude?
So you think that Mark Jamelli is going to think that that's just the best?
I don't care.
Well, I do, because I think Mark Jamelli
that's not
is
it.
Important
you,
to the
you
show.
You get uncomfortable around this. You become very prude.
What's that?
You become very prude.
Protective of the people who I like on the show.
But
there's
nothing wrong with asking. What
if you think there's nothing
like.
Wrong with that and that Mark Jamelli is going to be perfectly cool with that, then you obviously don't know what it's like to, be him in his position and have an older daughter. It's got to be weird.
What, to see if someone wants to know what she looks like?
No, it's not what she looks like. Does she have nice boobies?
Yeah,
that's
does
what
she
you
have
said.
Jugs?
Yes, that is.
That's what I wanted to
know. I have a feeling that's not like the Mark Jamelli right now isn't probably sitting in his recliner going, woohoo, way to go, Fred. See, I want to keep him happy.
Oh, that's like, not the reason. That's not the reason. You're not thinking of Mark Jamelli. That's not the reason at all.
Okay.
You've just become very uncomfortable. Do you remember when we were on BCN what we used to do?
Sure, of course.
So you've evolved into a prude.
Evolved into a prude. I want to keep Mark Jamelli as happy as possible. I like him on the show. He's one of my favorite people, and I don't want to piss him off.
Do you think that's what it is, Wallach?
I think that it shouldn't be about Mark Jamelli. I felt really bad for Nick there. That is a really uncomfortable thing, and I know if you were asking me questions about my sister, I would have been uncomfortable too.
What is she? How old is she?
She's 47.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's no interest to me.
I understand.
All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Oh, well, Patrice Bergeron, unfortunately. He ain't going to be around for a while. We have Bruce Cassidy talking about that. And a certain man who loves big butts is saying, I want the hell out of Cleveland.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
Well, it's going to be more like what happened last break. I was inquiring about Jamelli's sisters. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I think that you're definitely going to be feeling the wrath of an angry Mark Jamelli. I think he's an old school kind of guy, definitely would not appreciate someone talking about his daughters. And it's definitely going to be meatball in the bed, similar to like a Godfather situation.
All right, we'll see. Mark Jamelli is on the line.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Mark Jamelli, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't sound so upset. Mr. Jamelli, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I feel a little bad that your son's not spending more time with you this Thanksgiving.
Believe me, we had enough time together.
Okay.
When he was sick, that's right.
So that's a good point. So it's not so much him, it's you. You're fine with that.
I am. As long as he's happy, that's all I care about.
Oh, Mr. Jamelli, that's fantastic.
As I am with all of you.
Well, you have a lovely older daughter. I will say that. She's lovely.
Well, she's been performing professionally since she was about 10. She was with Boston Ballet for many years and then realized that ballerinas, when she was about 14, don't get to sing and dance to any great degree. And she then joined Broadway tours.
Yeah.
And it's been working ever since, all through college. And then she's been professional ever since. So she loves it.
Yeah.
Just finished up that with a 3-year run of Chicago, the musical, has got a downtime and is going to be starting some Netflix series.
Wow.
At least she's got a job.
Listen, it's not easy for actresses. Once I saw your daughter and saw pictures, I don't think I said anything overly inappropriate. Do you think so, Mr.
Absolutely
Jamelli?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Is Rich a big prude? I mean, do you think that it's almost insulting to you that Rich would think that that would make you uncomfortable?
No, the degree of uncomfort comes from Nick. Because I took him one time. She was doing the musical A Chorus Line when she was about 17. A Broadway tour of A Chorus Line. And I took him. We went to the show. And he was, at that time, 15. And all the girls are really, they don't have much on.
Yeah.
And he couldn't look at the stage.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I mean, his sister was on it.
I know. It's I mean, everyone's got these hang-ups, Mr. Jamelli. I don't know what the deal is, you know?
I don't know either. I'm just so, you know, you're happy that she's working. You know, she's on the front of the stage, and my youngest daughter has been a Broadway stage manager since she graduated college. So they're all in that industry, but...
except for Nick, who is still answering phones for a radio station.
Well, he's very proud of his job. He's very proud of you guys, you know?
All right.
Well, you know, I just want to say, I went a lifetime raising that kid to keep him out of drugs, and he finally got a job to send him to a drug dispensary.
That's right.
That's right.
So what is the typical Mark Jamelli Thanksgiving like?
Well, raviolis. I always start off with raviolis and small pizzas, and then you know, you go into the traditional stuff. We all cook like our mother prepared the dinner, you know.
Microwave some garbage and then sort of put it in front of you? That's
yeah,
how my mother
why
did
not?
It.
You know, or frozen waffles or something good.
That's what my mother always did, is she would get pre-prepared and then nuke it.
So what do you do after the feast is done? Like, what are some of the, you know, traditions that the Mark Jamelli household does on Thanksgiving?
We have, you know, because of my daughters, we always had the Macy Day parade on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, Nick's sister did the Macy's parade the other night. It was the showing of the windows at Macy's. But there was about 200 Broadway dancers on Fifth Avenue dancing, and she was in it. So, and then we watch football. Everything's football from the rest of the day on.
Well, you'll be a Lions fan tomorrow, that's for sure.
You're going to have to be, you know. But, it's a great holiday. It's one of my favorites because you don't have to worry about giving anybody a present. You know?
Yes, that's indeed. All right.
With the earlier meal, does that mean the Manhattans come earlier?
They come right away.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. What time's the first Manhattan on Thanksgiving Day?
Well, it's got to be noon. Got to be noon.
Yeah, you can't.
Years ago, it used to be the Bloody Marys at 10. You know, when we'd go to the high school game, would sneak in a few Bloody Marys. But and Fred, you were talking earlier about the night before. My whole football group would meet at a bar in Marshfield, and our actual football coach would be there.
Really?
Still in the same spot he was there most of his career.
Even when he was coaching you.
He didn't go, and look up and go, Jamel, you look good. You know, I said, Coach, I'm 100 pounds heavier and I'm bald. He goes, you haven't changed a bit, you know.
All right, well, Mr. Jamelli, it's a pleasure. Always, sir. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving. And
you too.
I think there's a special treat, as you
we
know.
We have something planned in the planning for you, Mr. Jamelli. I think that anyone deserves a great Christmas after the year you've had. It's you.
He's aware of it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Happy
Travel
Thanksgiving.
Safe, thank everyone.
You. Thanks. Yep. All right. How do you guys feel now? You tough couple of jackasses.
I never said anything like that. I just said I understood how Nick felt. I understand.
How do you feel, Rich, now that you know Mr. Jamelli obviously thought there was nothing wrong with
it? I'm glad he called in and said that he was fine with it.
I mean, there's egg on your face.
Mm, yeah, lots of it. And I'm glad that he called in and said that. And I am looking forward to this thing we're planning behind the scenes more than anything.
The idea that you can't look to see what his daughter looks like is, he even thought
that
was...
It's not even look, it's to say what kind of boobies does she have.
Obviously, Rich, that's not a problem. She's an adult woman. All right. So, Wallach, what is this happening with the Thanksgiving?
There are a multitude of high schools that are either canceling or postponing their games for tomorrow because of the cold weather that's supposed to move.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's
here,
absurd.
Here and in Rhode Island, I was reading. Rhode Island has a lot of games that are being canceled.
It's absurd that you play in the elements. If there's a thunderstorm, you don't play because someone could die.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. Look, if the wind chills 5 or 10 above, I see no problem. Why can't you play the game?
I mean,
if you have like wind chills of 30 below and it's a health and safety issue, that's one
fine
thing. But
all
it's
right
not like that tomorrow.
What's the wind chill tomorrow?
Who cares?
Well, no, that matters.
Between 5 below and 10 above.
Oh my God, are you a pussy?
These are kids.
Between 5 below and 10 above tomorrow morning.
5 below, well.
And 10 above.
Okay.
I mean, that's not extreme. It's bad. It's very uncomfortable.
Frostbite.
But not extreme.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, frostbite.
You're afraid the kids are going to get frostbite?
If the wind chill is below zero, sure, they're going to get frostbite.
Oh, my God. John, how many times do you think that
if they're moving it, it's like big deal. You just move it to the next day.
It's a tradition.
It's weird.
It's just very weird.
Very strange.
It's a big deal.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Do you think ten years ago, if it was -5?
No.
I've played football in cold ass weather.
Things are much different. And most of these things, you have to figure that all of this has to do with litigation, possible litigation. If, God forbid, if some kid winds up with frostbite or some weather-related problem, then the school's going to be liable for putting that football
game on. Also, who wants to sit and watch that?
Who cares?
That's not the point.
Who cares?
If there's no
people sitting and watching it.
A high school game? Who cares?
A ton of people go to these high school games.
Okay, a ton of guys go to Patriots games. A ton of people go to college football games. I mean, what the hell does it matter? I mean, there's a bowl game at Yankee Stadium.
If I'm someone who's going to go to one of those games and I was supposed to sit and watch it, I would have no problem with them moving it to the next day. If it was going to be zero windshield.
I have no idea what is in your head.
I said it's no big deal. It's like, all right, well,
a big deal. It's a tradition. It's something that is a huge tradition.
And it's going to rock everyone's world to move it one day.
Yes.
To me, I'd be like, yay, I don't have to sit in this below freezing cold.
One has to do anything.
No, that's not the point. The point is, regardless of whether fans go or not go and whether there's 100
they're so concerned. About the fans.
It has everything to do with moving the game because of cold weather. It's just bizarre and strange.
Yeah, everyone's very concerned about the fans having to sit in the cold.
Well, if I was one of the fans, I think it was great.
Yeah, well.
Awesome, move it.
Or I think it's great. I get to stay home and be warm. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the game. There's no one telling you how to go.
Lifshad shaved! Oh, my God.
No, he didn't.
Dude, I didn't even recognize him.
Where is he?
Dude, he shaved your face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is.
I wish we were on TV.
He should have done
that. Just for this.
That is Matt Patricia-esque.
Holy smokes.
Like, I mean, you can go undercover, man.
You realize you need that beard for tomorrow. It's going to be cold tomorrow.
I didn't know that was him.
Why in the world?
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird. And uncomfortable to look at.
That wasn't
very strange.
That wasn't a good idea. It's like me.
Okay.
I can't shave. If I shave, it's a disaster.
It's a Matt Patricia situation.
I don't know. I'm all out of sorts now. We need a commercial or something. This is weird.
Anyway, you're right, John. I have absolutely no idea where they would move a game.
I don't understand it. Maybe there's someone who can explain it to me. I've never heard of a football game called on account of cold.
Neither have I. I don't care if there's a blizzard. You play in it.
By the way, people play in blizzards.
Of course they
do. High school games are played in snowstorms.
And there's some of the most memorable. First of all, then it's equal playing field if there's a blizzard. Because even if you're a superior team, the elements play into it, which makes the game 1,000 times more interesting.
I don't get it.
And do you think one of those kids doesn't want to play?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's too cold, coach. I don't want to play today.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Give me a break. They all want to play.
Not all of us grew up in the South where it was warm all the time. Rich.
Pull the players. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cold. Don't want to do it.
No, coach.
My brothers and my father all played in Thanksgiving games. But, you know, screw me. It's going to be chilly. My Lord. All right. Well, Liv Schatz is here. He's one of the Bankroll Boys. He made a mistake like I did and shaved his face. You got to let it grow. People like us, we got to let it grow. All right. We'll be right back here. The headlines.
The DraftKings Fantasy Football Show. Sunday morning, 8 to 10 on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Mike Lockhart and Tucker Silva help you get your lineup set for the day on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Yes. I was big eating the kids' day.
It is Skanksgiving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was very involved in the ska scene, which some people would make fun of, but screw you.
It's just one of those genres of music that you can't listen to every day, but if you bust it out every once in a while, it's tough to be in a bad mood.
I mean, there was a huge ska scene in the Midwest, Look Up Records, and Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, man? These kids are babies nowadays. They don't want to play on Thanksgiving Day.
It's not their choice. It's the school's choice. They probably want to play.
I guarantee you that they want to play.
There's got to be some of them that don't want to play, but it's the parents' fault, too. They don't want to sit in the cold.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That I don't blame
John's, John's telling me, first of all, if your kid played football, you'd sit out in the cold and watch it.
Yeah, you bet I would, right, but it doesn't mean I would want to.
You're right, I would.
Sure, of course I would.
But I mean, John tells me, listen, what do I know about high school football in New England? But John's telling me about these traditions and about how they played and some of these schools have played for 100 years. I mean, I'm honestly not often Captain Tough Guy Sports. This is, it's effing bizarre. I mean, very bizarre. Cold?
Yeah. Not all schools are, I'm not saying, this is not a sweeping, not all schools are changing, but there are a few.
Like, there's a decent amount.
In Rhode Island, especially. There are a significant amount of games that have been moved or canceled.
It's unfathomable to me. Really. No hyperbole that they would move something because it's cold. A tradition of 100 years because it's cold. This is something else. I mean, how many times on Thanksgiving do you think it's been this cold?
It's never been this cold or here on Thanksgiving.
In 100 years?
Yes.
It's the coldest.
Correct. This is the coldest.
Okay, by how many degrees? Five?
Not many. Yeah, two, three, whatever.
All right, so fine. I mean, in 100 years, they probably have never done this.
But I mean, the average, I think, is like 20 degrees more. Than it
so
is.
What?
No, it is. It's cold. It's cold. Yeah.
You got to play in the elements.
It's cold.
I mean, I guarantee there's kids playing in short sleeve shirts out there.
It's not a desirable thing, but it's football, too.
Yeah, play in the elements.
You can cancel a baseball game because it's cold. Obviously. I get that, but football's a little different.
Yeah.
They don't do that in Everett, I'll tell you.
No. Damn right they don't. Who does Everett have on Thanksgiving? I forgot.
You can't waste all that money at paid players.
That's
Malden?
The thing.
Who do they have on
right,
Thanksgiving?
If you're going to invest in moving kids into your district, then you sure as hell better play on Thanksgiving.
Right. That's right.
That's what the hell you're
allegedly.
That's
allegedly.
Right. No, I don't know.
I take a cab three towns over for this? Come on. I mean, that's
take
weird.
A cab. That's a...
You pay for it.
That's an ambitious statement. The people of Everett being very responsible. All right, Rich, what is going on?
Well, yesterday, by the way, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. New handcrafted espresso drinks from Dunkin' are amazing. Sipping is believing. Get any medium latte or cappuccino for $2. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. So we finally got the news that we did not want to hear yesterday. The Bruins announced yesterday that Patrice Bergeron will indeed miss an extended amount of time after suffering a severe upper body injury against the Stars last week. The team, in an announcement, said that Bergeron sustained a, quote, rib and sternoclavicular injury. That's got to be the collar and the ribs.
Well, that's Zolak heard this, and obviously he knows his way around injuries. He says it's a cracked sternum, which can you imagine? Oh, boy.
I was told that it's that knob right below your neck.
That attaches to the neck
bone. I'm told that's the problem.
That's what sternoclavicular is. Yes. It's like it attaches the sternum to your neck.
Yeah, and so that breaks, and then your sternum's all. I bet you, so it's got to be,
That's got to be poor Bergeron.
Imagine how painful it is right now just for him to sneeze.
That's not a four-week injury.
Oh, yeah. Imagine sleeping.
Yeah. Sleeping, like, I mean, there's no way you can comfortably sleep. On top of that, if you cough, if you sneeze, it is a sharp driving pain throughout your entire body.
That, by the way, that's not a four-week injury, right? We're all agreed
on this.
They're
saying he's going to be reevaluated in four weeks, which doesn't mean anything.
No, that's right. He's out longer than
however, he's a hockey player.
No,
and the guy played
that,
with a punctured lung as well. But I don't know if you would want to rush yourself back in the regular season.
Not a chance. No. Not this early in the season. No. Maybe if it's towards the playoffs, but not now.
And he's way too valuable to do that. So he's going to be reevaluated right about the same time that Zdeno Chara is going to be. And that also means, once again, it was time for the Bruins to reach into the no-name pile and pull up another guy from Providence. This time, Colby Cave is the winner.
Have you ever heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Well,
he's been up before.
He apparently leads Providence in scoring this season with 6 goals and 12 assists.
Yeah, he's been up before. He was up last year for a few games. I'm not saying he plays for the big club a lot, but I've heard of him.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, so he
I
is
must
up.
Have missed out on that.
Well, with Bergeron gone, this not only means one of the best lines in the NHL is broken up, but it also means that Marchand and Pastrnak more than likely won't even be on the same line for the time being.
Krejci.
Pastrnak was alongside Krejci and Anders Bjork on Saturday in Arizona, and they put Marchand with Joakim Nordstrom. And
he was
Jake
never
DeBrust.
Heard from again.
Except for dumb penalties.
And then he was gone. So Bruce Cassidy talked about the injury yesterday to Patrice.
I was just talking
Even he's just like, oh, man, this is not going to be fun.
I was just talking to Bax a bit. Like, you can't replace a guy like that. We're putting him in the power play because he can take faceoffs. He's a right stick. 5-on-5 shutdown. I mean, probably just the 5-on-5 play, how much he is able to kill plays and allow Marchand and Pasta to play their game, get going on the attack. That's probably the biggest area we'll miss him. Obviously, then you go to penalty kill the other night, right? Game's on the line in Arizona. But Noel came through for us, so that was good. That's another area he'd have been out there. Obviously, I think he's our points leader in the power. So, I mean, everywhere.
Man, just tread water. Just stay afloat.
He's the best defensive forward on the planet. He helps you in the power play, taking face-offs at the defensive end.
Yeah,
can't replace that guy. No, don't worry, though. David Backes is going to take his place on the top power play unit. I think everything will be fine.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy who's maybe in his late stages of his prime that's a Hall of Famer, and you take him off the team for at least a month. That's not good for anybody.
Just tread water.
Yep.
Just stay in there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they play in top to bottom, maybe the best division in hockey at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other part of it. And Toronto, by the way, is succeeding despite not having Austin Matthews, who's been out, 2-3 weeks, and is going to be out at least another 1 or 2. And Toronto's in first place without him. That's scary stuff.
Well, tonight the Bruins travel to Detroit to take on the Red Wings. And as always, you can hear the puck drop right here at 7:30 on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Coming up, we have our very special friends, Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray. And they will be in here. I was making sure I got everything right. They will be in here, and they will tell us they've been killing it in college football, apparently. And
did they say pound the over in the Monday night game?
I think one of them did. I think one of them said I would take the over in that.
Okay, I don't think they wanted to touch it.
No, I remember right, they were disagreeing on that.
One's a square play and one's
fading the public.
Vegas lost a ton of money on that game.
Yeah,
tons of money on that game. Apparently 70% of the bets were on the over.
Well, then that was a square play.
I guess so.
I mean, the Sharps were obviously thinking, let's under this thing.
Mm-hmm. And the Sharps were wrong, unfortunately.
I mean, the guys with the leather jackets and...
hitting the jukeboxes and making a play.
And then the squares are all like with glasses going like, oh, I don't know how to bet.
Right, they're having the books knocked out of their hands.
Yeah, at the sports book. At the sports book. Hey, that's my seat. Square. All right, so we'll find out how they did, and they'll give you a hint on what to gamble on tomorrow and into the future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.